This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. For many companies, the sole goal is to improve the bottom line, make more profit. But there's a growing number of companies approaching things differently. Some are adding social and environmental good as goals. There's a triple bottom line. The company's not just a moneymaker, but a benefit to the community. But how do you judge whether the company is actually a benefit? Who judges that? Well, joining me to talk about that is Jessica Sladen. She's with the Swift Printing and Communications Company based in Grand Rapids. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get too far into this conversation, tell us a little bit about Swift Printing and Communications.
Sure. We do everything from printing projects of letterheads, business cards. My boss likes to joke, if there's ink or words on it, we can do it.
And this is a privately owned company?
Yes, sir.
You have gone through a process to be certified as a benefit corporation, meaning you'll be certified as meeting certain standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, transparency. Tell us about that process.
It takes a little bit of work. It took me probably a year and a half to do. You share everything from what you pay your employees, the benefits you offer, the suppliers you work with, how close you buy your materials from, and how they treat their employees, and the whole process as well. So it's very time intensive, but not very difficult at the same time.
So you turned this into a company called, a non-for-profit, called B-Plan. And if you meet enough of the qualifications, you get a certification called B Corp certification. How tough is that? I mean, there are like 200 things you have to answer to, right?
It's quite a process. So they have the system, and some things are worth a little bit, some things are worth a lot, and you just have to track everything. So we were kind of growing in the sense where we do a lot of things, but we didn't have a formal process, and anything from how we conduct interviews. And so the thing about it is you can start doing something there. So let's say you never did a 360-degree review process. Well, you can start that day and say, all right, we're going to conduct all our interviews and reviews that way. So it's, if you want to do the right thing and you get it and it just makes sense.
What social good or environmental good is part of your company's goals?
Actually, a lot of it. We were one of the first people to start recycling their paper back in, I want to say, the 80s. And it kind of, recycling became a booming business overnight in our area. Another thing right now, we're doing a $2 million expansion project, which includes a new press. We're getting a new Heidelberg Speedmaster, and it is extremely energy efficient and eliminates a lot of waste. So everything that we do, even though we are in the paper industry, we're trying to be as efficient as possible.
I noticed that there aren't that many companies in Michigan that are B Corp certified, and most of them are in your area in Grand Rapids. Why is that the case?
You know, I think Local First has done a really good job. We are actually the leader, I think, in the world for mid-sized cities. You see a lot of this out west. You know, it's got the cool factor. But here in Grand Rapids, you know, it's said time and time again, we're just different and we care more. And Local First has done such a good job promoting this.
Tell us who Local First is.
Sure. Local First, they do a really good job of making Grand Rapids be cool. They partner with a lot of businesses around here, and their goal is to just make Grand Rapids a good place to live and work.
I know there's a lot of companies who claim that they're triple bottom line operations, and that's the end of it. Why did you feel it was necessary to become certified?
It was really important to me because it's so easy to say you're doing the right thing for the environment and for employees. Like, everyone has that in their mission. But to actually be able to prove it and say XYZ, we say we care about things and this is why, here these people accredited us, I think that carries a lot of weight. And I think as especially the millennials go on and want to see businesses that are doing more than just making money, this certification is proving it, and they have the experience to know that, no, this isn't greenwashing. This is legitimate. These people are doing the right things.
Yeah, greenwashing, appearing to be doing something good for the environment while just not proving it.
Right, using it as a marketing ploy versus actually doing it for the real right reasons.
So when you introduced this idea to the owners, what was their first reaction?
Well, I own a family business, so my owner is actually my father as well, so we have a very nice, close relationship, and I would say my beliefs on this were very in line with his. I mean, my entire life has always been pushing, you know, do the right thing, do the right thing. Same thing with our founder, my grandpa. So this certification just kind of fit like hand in glove. It just worked with what we believed here at this business.
That's Jessica Sladen. She's with Swift Printing and Communications, which recently attained B Corp certification. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Lester. Appreciate it.